4HKX.
NC9B.
Not much at the moment, Leon.
Trying to attach a belt clip to my new battery, but you come to find out I'm going to end up having to glue it. And I'm thinking about using JB Weld.
That's something you definitely don't want to fall off.
Took your advice, got the four clips, but I tried the glue called E6000, and that's just not stout enough. So I have to scrape all it off, get it out of the way, so I can put the JB Weld on.
Talking about your new battery that you got for the FT5D?
Yes, sir, that is correct. It's got holes that it's got to set up for the bracket, but you have to dismantle the battery to put it together, and I'm not sure how to do that.
Screws come in from the inside, don't they?
Yes, they do. And it's such a nice battery. I hate to pull it apart, because I may not get it back together the way it was.
You can figure it out, Leon. Because gluing that on there might not be a good option.
I may have figured it out. But the question is, do I want to attempt it?
I read there that the batteries are supposed to be replaceable in that, so it's got to have a way to come apart. It's probably just snapped together.
About snapping together, I'm not sure about how to snap it apart, though. I probably have some directions on it. I can look it up.
Do that first. And hey, how's this radio sounding? Is it solid into the repeater?
Better than it was the other day.
If it changed anything, just waited some time, and I guess it was just the storms coming through, those solar storms.
I do it every time. You know, they used to tell us at the radio shop, that's sunspots, and everybody used to laugh about it. Yeah, like, yeah, every time they have a problem with radio, take it to the radio shop, they'll fix it. Nope, sunspots, nothing wrong with your radio. That's probably what it was.
I wasn't overly concerned about it. I was just going to wait and see. Wait a few days. Because it was affecting both radios. And they're on separate coax, everything.
Usually a good indicator. Having redundant systems. That way if one goes out, you go to another one.
That's what I try to do. And like I said, I was jumping from my vertical antenna to my beam and two different radios and having the same problem. So I didn't think it was anything, well, it couldn't be anything that was going on here unless there was some kind of outside interference. It's possible, but I figured I'd wait and see.
It sure is a beautiful day out there today. Of course, having all that moisture in the air might be detrimental to the signal, too. A little bit drier today, I think.
That's never really bothered it before. Yeah, it's a gorgeous day. We were supposed to work down in Mill Springs again today and got down there and the excavator decided it wanted another day off. So, and now they're going to have to bring another one in. So we're down until tomorrow, possibly. Truck, but truck's running fine. The excavator is not functioning, so we can't load the truck. So that was the problem.
Well, yeah. Rigs go through a lot. Probably more than they should.
The rental unit, he rented a bigger one than what he owned to move this job along quicker because there's a lot of dirt to move. And hopefully the rental company is bringing in another one tomorrow and we can get back at it. Hopefully get most of that done.
Oh, yeah. He posted a video on how to replace the shell, how to mount the clip, and swap the batteries out. Or posted it online.
I'm glad you looked into that a little more instead of just saying, I can't do it.
And wait, did JB Weld that on there?
The way it's battered, I tell you.
I've never seen a better built battery. I'm telling you, it's amazing what you can do with one of those little 3D printers. I've been utterly amazed by mine, what it's capable of doing.
Pants, look up online, Mob Armor. M-O-B-A-R-M-O-R. They got a magnetic clip. I bought one of those, got it yesterday. That's pretty cool.
Produce stuff in your house yourself is definitely first innovation in certain areas. People are very innovative when they have the opportunity.
Goodness. I would have never thought this thing would come apart this way. This is funny.
Glad it come apart easier. That way you can get that clip put on there the right way. But Leon, I'm gonna jump out of here. I'm trying to get something done today. I just thought I'd see who was on the air today. Good to hear you, and hope you and Miss Wendy have a good afternoon. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Good talking to you. Enjoy your day. Shane was in there a little bit earlier. I think he was swapping out the yard for an empty trailer. But I'll be listening. NC9B.